Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
Murder in the Morning from the Hidden Killers Podcast.
Well, not to beat a dead horse or anything, but this is an episode about FLDS and missing children. Because there seems to be something happening right now that the authorities really should be looking into. Right now, they're just treating this as missing kids. But there is an influx of former FLDS children going missing. FLDS is the Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. It is not the Mormon Church. It is a breakoff of it, not endorsed, not anything connected with the with LDS or the Mormons. This is a fundamentalist breakoff started by Warren Jeffs, who's a convicted child predator and is currently in prison. I'm not going to go into the whole history of FLDS because it's insane and long, and it's essentially a cult. That's what it is. But there's a lot of people who've broken off from this cult over the years, and Warren Jeffs from prison now, who is still in control of his flock of brainwashed people and victims, is now calling on the children who've left the church because their parents left the church to come back, and also calling on his members to kill themselves, which is usually the end of the cult because they end up doing it, and that's a really scary thing. It would not be shocking if there is a mass suicide sometime very, very soon with the FLDS. So don't be shocked when that's the headline some morning.
So I've got some concerns here. So you have Warren Jeffs, who's in prison, mm-hmm. and he's convicted, and he is still managing his cult.
Yeah.
Why aren't there more guardrails in place to keep him from communicating with his people? How freedom, is this happening?
Freedom of religion.
No, bullshit.
Yep.
Bullshit. Once you've gone to prison, I'm all for religion, but I think it should be his communication with people needs to be monitored.
Oh, I mean, it is, but they can't really stop him from saying things to people. And they're very concerned that he or someone within that organization, because I believe his brother is running a lot of it now. He's the one that's fucking the kids. I'm sure he'll be indicted at some point. There is something within this that looks very suspicious. Where are these kids going? Are they being kidnapped? Are they going back to this church on their own free will because they too were once brainwashed and now are being hidden? Or what's happening? This is reporting that's based off of some stuff that was done with ABC News. And we're going to kind of go over what that reporting covered and really put this into perspective. Three of Lorraine Jessup's youngest children, Nathan, Summer, and Benjamin, have vanished. Their whereabouts unknown since February 4th, 2023. Despite court records suggesting they simply ran away, which quite often is the easiest response for authorities, they ran away, and not to have to invest any time or effort into it. Jessup, a 42-year-old mother, refuses to accept such a straightforward narrative. The circumstances surrounding their disappearance are, in her view, far more complex and troubling than they seem. And that's very true, because it's not just her kids who have gone missing from former FLDS members. I checked them at midnight, Jessup shared with ABC News, her voice choked with the burden of uncertainty. My daughter was awake, which struck me as peculiar. Her alarm intensified at dawn, and when she awoke to an empty, cold house, the front door was flung wide open and my children were gone, she lamented, her despair palpable. It was terrifying. Jessup's ordeal, however, is neither unique nor isolated. She's a former adherent of the Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, a polygamous splinter group of Mormonism notorious for its myriad of controversies. Disturbingly, her predicament mirrors that of three other mothers from the same background whose children have similarly disappeared, now totaling eight children, the youngest 12 years old. In the interview that she gave with ABC News for Impact X Nightline, now available on Hulu, by the way, which I was watching earlier, Jessup offered her perspective. I have a dreadful suspicion that someone from the church or under the church's directive has abducted these children, she confided. This sentiment was echoed by Elizabeth Roundy, 49, whose daughter, Elintra, vanished from New Year's Day 2023, convinced that the FLDS are concealing her child. Roundy stated, I'm certain that she was guided on how to run away. The church's influence is tied closely to its prophet, Warren Jeffs, a convicted felon serving life in prison for sexually assaulting underage girls since at least 2011. Yet despite his incarceration, he remains and retains a prophet's status, influencing his followers from behind prison walls. This was affirmed by experts and former FLDS members when speaking with ABC News. Over the past year, according to these experts, Jeffs has been releasing new revelations or prophecies from jail, which include a call for the children of ex-members to return to the church and a prediction of member deaths within 5.5 years to attain heavenly transcendence. These cryptic messages have ignited fear in a Jonestown-like tragedy among their bereft members and FLDS scholars alike, where in 1978, cult leader Jim Jones orchestrated a mass murder-suicide of over 900 followers. This is very much a when you see something, say something moment, because this is, unless stopped, is going to end in mass suicide.
Yep.
It will happen unless this is stopped and somebody goes in and frees these people from their slavery, essentially. Their brainwashed cult slavery is what they're in. And they don't see it. And when you're in that sort of situation, you don't see it. They believe Warren Jeffs has conversations with God. And whatever Warren Jeffs says is what you're supposed to do. Much like how Warren Jeffs justified fucking kids. God told him to do it. You should give me your daughter. It's a blessing. And he talks like that. He talks real soft, and he's not your charismatic leader that you think of, unless there's something else going on behind closed doors. He's the opposite of that. But he talks in a very brainwashing type way. And oh yes, and I want you to.
So almost a hypnotic way of talking.
Yes, 100%. Juju Chang, co-anchor of ABC News Nightline, probed Jessup on the level of commitment she thought the church's followers might display when asked if they'd sacrifice their lives and their children's lives for their beliefs. Jessup answered very quickly. Absolutely. The FLDS, with its history spanning over 130 years of madness, was established after polygamy was outlawed in the Mormon Church. Its current prophet, Warren Jeffs, a 67-year-old convicted pedophile, is said to have married around 80 women, many underage. Revelation comes from the same women who lost their children, all ex-FLDS members, Lorraine Jessup, Miranda Johnson, Elizabeth Roundy, and Sarah Johnson. Growing up in FLDS, the women were taught that women are subservient and that their purpose was to be married. In an environment that rejects modern society, children are homeschooled, often living with families other than their birth parents. They grow up devoid of worldly amenities such as phones, the internet, and even toys. Their insular communities reside in remote border towns, some inside heavily fortified compounds. Warren was our God, Jessup recalled. Sarah Johnson betrothed at 17 to a man at 25 years her senior. Assigned marriage. Lived alongside her sister in a polygamous household. Their shared husband fathered over 30 children with his multiple wives. Her son, Salome, has been missing since March 9th of 2021, the longest of any of the children. These mothers all share a common thread. They've all escaped the FLDS, earning them the status of apostates, marked of disgrace in the FLDS. They fear that their children, indoctrinated to perceive them as corrupt and dangerous, fled to return to the only life they've ever known. However, leaving the church is a terrifying endeavor, akin to jumping off a cliff and not knowing if your parachute's going to open. As Sarah Johnson put it, Lorraine Jessup confessed to feeling like she was going to burn in hell. The FLDS is notorious for its sophisticated network of housing and hiding, employed in the past to keep Warren Jeffs concealed when he was on the FBI's most wanted list. With this network potentially still operational, the fear that the missing children could be facing unimaginable danger, as per the prophecies released by Warren Jeffs, is very genuine. In light of these shocking revelations, former Salt Lake City Police Chief Chris Burbank voiced his concern. The influence Warren Jeffs has over the FLDS community is significant enough that it's plausible his followers would follow him down the path of a mass suicide event, Burbank warned. The notion of religious freedom is a deeply ingrained belief in Utah, founded by pioneers seeking religious liberty. While Burbank believes in the practice of religion free from governmental influence, he advocates drawing the line when it endangers children. The FBI declined to comment on whether there's an ongoing investigation into these missing children when reached out to by ABC News. Similarly, individual law enforcement agencies dealing with the cases confirm that they remain active but offer no further information on what is going on. The mother's undying love and hope remain strong, their words ringing with longing and loss when asked about their missing children. Their heartfelt messages painted a poignant picture of the agony that they endure. They vow to continue their search, their resilience, a testament to the boundless strength of a mother's love. In the midst of their pain, their plea remains the same. Please come home. I don't know how a parent, if you suspect that you know where your child is, I would be banging down those doors at FLDS, but that's the thing. They probably already know just how well they can hide things, and it's probably far more difficult that we might be imagining on the outside to find these children.
What's really terrifying, when you gave me this story, it flicked a nerve with me that I went, wait a minute, I've heard something about these people. Mm-hmm. And it brought to mind a couple months ago, I was at a medical appointment with one of my cats and my veterinarian said, hey, Warren Jeffs is up to something in Wisconsin. And I went, I don't know who that is. Mm-hmm. So she proceeded to tell me. Well, it turns out that Seth Jeffs, which is really hard to say, don't say it if you're drunk. That's Warren's brother. Seth Jeffs. Boy, you'll get a face full of spit if somebody has a lisp. He has purchased some property in Menominee, Wisconsin, and in Grand Marais, Minnesota. So they've actually purchased a lot of property, now that I'm just reading it myself, 80 acres of property.
Mm-hmm. Enough for a nice little cult. Enough for an extension of the cult is what they're doing.
Exactly. So they're not done with whatever they're doing. I don't think they're going to be opening up a spa and resort anytime soon.
No. And they're so extreme that it'd be very difficult to, get people in mass to join. There's a certain type of people that are in that group. Many of them have been born into it, and that's all they absolutely know. But but groups like this, cults like this, prey on people who have something going on, some sort of stress in their life, something's missing, that are looking for something, some sort of answers. And they profess, look, this is our life. It's our simple. And we have this community, and we help each other and this and that. And by the way, we like to screw around, and kids too. And it's like, what the fuck? But I think a lot of that, sometimes people don't realize until they're deep into it. But at this day and age, just Google it. I don't know how anyone at this day and age would look at this and go, yeah, that seems like a great place for me. I want to go sign up. This seems nice.
Oh, I mean, we spend so much time on Yelp and TripAdvisor and all kinds of places looking for the perfect restaurant. I mean, we will scrutinize places to eat more than we will religions, to me, is what it seems. Like, you'll spend more time looking for a review of a place you're going to eat than, maybe I should go, hang out with these people. Mm-hmm. I don't get it. I do think you've nailed it, that it's people just want some place to go. They want some place where they feel like they belong. We all want to be part of that treehouse group. Mm-hmm. We all want to be invited to the popular person in the neighborhood's treehouse,
Yeah. And if you've gone through a lot of traumas or something and the current world is not working out for you, they very much offer a different type of planet to live on within their compounds. But it's very much a controlled world where women are very much second-class citizens. They have to wear specific dress and specific hair and look a specific way and be totally cool with being married to whoever they think that they should be married to, and then being abused by whoever they think that they should be abused because the men call all the shots. And then you end up with these horrible, horrible situations where it's basically a clan of rapists that control all these women, raping them and the children that they have. And standing behind religion and saying, God told me to do it. And unfortunately, it works. It has worked. It still does work. And that's what is out there with this and needs to be stopped. There needs to be a closer look at some of these things where we can stand up and just say as a society, look, not everything is a religion. Even if you say God's in it or this is in it, not everything is a religion. And that can be a slippery slope too. Well, how do you define this as a I don't know. How about the one where you fucking make it up and you're basing this on nothing but shit you made up? That would, I think, be classified as a fake religion, because that's most mm-hmm. of what they teach. It's like, well, I was told this by God. Must be true. And that's a cult. That's brainwashing. That's abuse. That's not religion. And there's a big difference between legitimate religion and organized rape and abuse, which is what FLDS is.
And there's a huge financial component to this, too. If you take, I'm all for, you can believe whatever you want to believe as long as you're not hurting somebody else and you're not pilfering their funds. And I think that's exactly what's going on with these organizations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, without a doubt. But how these things... the United States is a good place for these sort of things to exist. So are some other third world countries. We really do stand by it here and allow them to flourish until one day your leader says, I want you all to die. He'd probably be like, I think it's time for everybody to die and drink the Kool-Aid, and we're all going to have a big orgy on the other side. I'm Warren Jeffs. Don't be surprised. Don't be surprised if there's not intervention before a mass suicide of FLDS. But finding these kids should be a major priority. And I mean, I hope there's an investigation going on, because a lot of light needs to be shown on this. I just learned about all of this actually today, and I said, we're following this. We're doing a story, and we're going to continue to follow this one because this... It checks all the box of tragedy before it happens. And I think they are on a crash course with it. Even their leader says within 5.5 years, everybody's got to be dead.
Well, so, that solves the problem now, doesn't it?
These poor people that are brainwashed in this, if they can get out and if people can take action to save them, if authorities can step in some way, shape, or form, which I hope to God they are, they will save hundreds of lives. If not, there will be hundreds of deaths guaranteed.
You're locked into the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.